BlakeRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time. You'll experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. You get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at 5poop.com because they're awesome and they're amazing and we love them and you'll love them too. And just don't do it during the broadcast because, you know, we want you here listening to us. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
It's a Thursday. You know what that means.
We're here. And the Falcons are about to blow a football game. Yay! Go Atlanta. Because that's what we do best. We blow things.
Thursday. I love how the music paused after as the Bryce said Thursday. It was well-timed.
Very well-timed.
Unintentional well-timed.
Magical producing on the fly. How about that?
How about that one? Oh, a big show. By the way, at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward on Twitter. Interact with us live or come to the websites Lindsay just mentioned at the top of the program and join us in our interactive chat room. We'll be looking at our Twitters and taking your comments and the what have yous as we do things throughout the night because we have a lot of fun stuff planned tonight. Yes. It's a Thursday with no pay-per-view. We're going to have fun tonight.
Yes. I'm so happy.
No, you got that wrong.
No, I did not.
Okay. No, you didn't.
No. You're not doing that on the show, okay? We are not. This is my show.
Oh,
you're not doing that on my show.
Oh, this is your show.
It's mine. What is today?
I don't know. What is today?
You know what today is.
It's Thursday.
You said it earlier.
I didn't say anything earlier.
Yes, you did.
What did I say earlier?
Somebody was right day?
Oh, yeah. I was right day. Yeah.
It's not you were right day. You'll never say it on air. It's Lindsay is right day. So I'm right.
Because someone made a holiday about for themselves.
Well, you know, when Facebook sends you the memory of you admitting that I was right, it's automatically a holiday. So, you know, just one day I'll get you to see it.
You were going to say what?
You just one day you're going to say it on air. So the Falcons have officially blown their lead because our defense is crap.
Right, Lindsay.
I'm sorry, aren't you counting on the Falcons to win this game?
I am.
They're not going to come through for you, dude. Unless they pull off some magic here. I have never seen a team get so far with such a crappy defense. Like, I don't even know.
As we learned Monday night, the magic has been woken. She's going to hurt me.
I'm going to cry for the next
17 weeks.
Probably. Every week for the next 17 weeks. It's going to be no! Why?
So yes, we have football, we have wrestling, we have fun, a fun thing we want to do in the second segment. Yeah, it's going to be a fun show tonight.
Plus all your favorites, SmackDown, NXT, Tweet of the Week, all the Get Fun Happy stuff, but I say we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan. Where are we starting?
Well, we kind of have to start, you know, we're going to start with the TNA story, because it is a huge story, Impact. And it's the only TNA story we have.
Impact.
It's whatever.
Impact Wrestling, it's not those three initials.
It's always going to be TNA for me, because I was a fan from day one, damn it.
Day one, brother. I have it on VHS, brother. Brother.
Brother, sister, mother, father,
I really do have it on VHS.
I think I have it on VHS. I know I have the DVDs somewhere.
I have the first pay-per-view on VHS in a bin somewhere.
I just don't know where they are. Anyway, I think they're in my basement, actually. Anyway, so it's a huge story. As everybody knows, Jeff Jarrett's been out of Impact Wrestling for a while now. They've been making some continued leadership changes and corporation changes, including moving the official headquarters to Canada.
Yes.
Which we all kind of saw coming when Fight Network bought Impact, as we all kind of figured that's what was going to happen, which it has. And now it seems that, well, there are some additional structural changes that are going out. Gaborik is officially out as of January 1, and kind of taking his place will be Scott D'Amore and Don Callis.
Callis? Yes. Anthem Wrestling Exhibitions, LLC, a subsidiary of Anthem Sports and Entertainment Corporation and parent company of Impact Wrestling, announced today that Don Callis and Scott D'Amore have joined the company as executive vice presidents, reporting to Ed Norholm, president of the company. They will form a three-team executive committee with overall responsibility for developing the creative direction for the company and managing the execution of the company's business plan. Don Callis has built a critically acclaimed 15-year career in the wrestling business as a performer, color commentator, and writer for WWF, ECW, and TNA. After retiring from wrestling in 2004, he obtained an MBA and established another successful career in the international business. Callis recently returned to the world he loves and is now a color commentator for New Japan Pro Wrestling, a role that he will retain, and co-host the hit podcast Killing the Town with Lance Storm on the Jericho Network.
Jericho has his own network now?
Yeah, he does. Scott D'Amore has just held about every position in the industry, including performer, trainer, promoter, writer, and producer. D'Amore is an Impact Wrestling original, having been with the company from its early days in the Asylum until his departure in 2010. In his time away from the organization, D'Amore applied his spirit to transform the D'Amore Group from a family-run construction company to a multifaceted real estate development company. He has kept his hands in the industry running Border City Wrestling in Windsor in collaboration with the Entertainment Technology Program at St. Clair College. He owns and operates Can-Am Wrestling, a successful pro wrestling training facility that has produced numerous top talents in the wrestling industry. For more information, please visit ImpactWrestling.com.
This is a very interesting development. I mean, I think it's a step in the right direction for them. Me personally, I credit Scott D'Amore with some of the higher points of TNA Impact's really history. So, you know, he knows what he's doing. You know, he's going to be a good influence on the company. And you know that he's going to take them in a right direction. I'm not that familiar with Don Callis. I don't really know anything that he's done. So, but I'm going to go on hope that he and D'Amore can do something.
From things I've heard, things I've read, he seems very into the job. Just reading the press release that Impact sent over was, you can see he has a business mind. So he knows, okay, what smart decisions to make and what non-smart decisions to make. We shouldn't be blowing money here. We should keep our finances here. They're under a directive to break even this year. So this is the last rebuild, retransfer of power. This is the structure now. Last year was all about change and you know, turnover, and now going forward, it's rebuilding the brand fully. Last year was getting rid of all the pieces, and there are more pieces that are going to be coming, and we're going to have a lot of blame rocks coming here, I would say, after the start of the new year. It's just the way their contracts are structured. I don't know if it'll be after the January tapings or March tapings, but they're coming, because the higher price contracts are not going to be renewed by the company. They're going to go cheap, affordable talent and sort of build around the guys that they can control and keep under limited deals and, you know, stuff like that. Which is fine, because they have to break even. They can no longer cost Anthem Entertainment money, which is smart.
No, I mean, we all knew that last year was not going to be a banner year for Impact in terms of finances, that they had a lot of debt that they had to pay. They had a lot of things that they had to shell out money for in order to just kind of make the company solvent again. And so this is really the first proving year for Impact to see what it can really do. And, you know, honestly, I think it's smart and it's detrimental to let go of your high-priced talent. To me, it's smart because you have a lot of people that have been there for a really long time, and there's nothing wrong with that. But in some cases, you need to freshen up the roster. You need to open up those top spots for people, other people to come up into them and do different things. And you can't do that if you have other people sort of holding those positions. So to me, in a way, not renewing the high price contracts, that's cool because that gives other talent an opportunity. That's also a scary prospect because now you don't necessarily have that name value there to obviously attract customers and viewers. So now you need to make sure that you build a star to draw those people in.
So hopefully Don Callis and Scott D'Amore, and I believe Sanjay Dutt will be involved as the trio, reported to Ed Nordholm. And Scott D'Amore has been basically in this position, but now he officially has the position with the company.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they do.
We will see what we do, or what they do, I should say, not we. They. Let's emphasize they.
They.
And speaking.
They.
They. And speaking of structural changes, we've got a couple WWE structural changes. And again, this next one is a rumor, but it's pretty much all but confirmed by WWE, and because of who it is, they more than likely will not confirm it. But last week on, actually, I think Thursday, it sort of broke that Jim Johnston of WWE fame, where he wrote some incredibly iconic themes, pretty much every iconic wrestling theme ever, he wrote and or composed, and they get intercepted in the end zone. Yay! Go Falcons! Anyway, he wrote every iconic theme ever, pretty much. Was officially out at WWE, and that CFO had taken over. Now, we were trying to source this out last week. We did not report it because it had just broken, and we were waiting for confirmation, and it's pretty much all but confirmed, but again, it's still rumor.
They will not confirm it because he's a corporate employee. He's not a contracted independent contractor, so they will not report on the release.
Yeah, so, but this is where I say, put Jim Johnston in the WWE Hall of Fame. If anybody deserves it, he does.
So, would he come out to a CFO song?
Probably.
since they're redoing all the music?
Yeah, and that's the other part of this, is they're now going through and they're redoing a lot of the Jim Johnston themes, where CFO is kind of retooling them to make them their own, which is kind of crappy. It's like, just leave him alone. Just let the man have his thing.
Leave the memories alone.
Leave the memories alone, please. Please. And do not touch Undertaker's theme, because if you touch Undertaker's theme, we're going to come to fists. Just saying.
She knows where you live.
Not really.
She can find out where you live.
Not really.
She can find out where you work.
I know where they work. They work for WWE. I think they're actually in New York. Okay. But anyway,
she will find you and she will hunt you down.
Not really. Moving on. The other structural change.
Okay, I forgot. This is not Lindsay is a badass day. My bad.
This is Lindsay is right day. Moving on. The other change announced by WWE is an addition, and this was kind of surprising given their numbers, but it was announced that 205 Live will be officially getting their own tour, and well, on top of that, they're getting a brand new addition to the 205 Live roster, which we saw start Monday night, and that's one Nia Jax.
Yeah, thoughts?
No. And this is, I think, the general reaction of everybody that I've seen. No. In case we forgot to talk about it Monday night on the Raw Post Show because we're horrible hosts, but basically what happened is Monday night you had Nia Jax walk up to Enzo Amore and smile, and they're starting some kind of relationship between the two, to which I say, no, Nia, you can do so much better than that. You can do way better than that. I don't know why you're messing with him, but just get away from him. Go talk to Liv if you need the 411 on him.
I'm just going to go back to the Cruiserweights on tour, because I'm not going to touch that. They will be in Lowell, Massachusetts, Poughkeepsie, New York, and Kingston, Rhode Island. Tickets are now available at www.com/events. Presale code is 205 Live. They're going to do, this is a test tour. These do well. They're scheduled to do these in January, the weekend before the Royal Rumble. And then there's one scheduled for February. Those dates have not been announced, but it'll most likely be mid-February for those dates. They're doing smaller seat buildings, just to sort of test out the waters, see what kind of money they can make off of the 205 Live brand. So it could be something where, okay, you, if you're out there, you're a big supporter of the Cruiserweights, go out and support them. Go to these shows, because if you go to them, you will keep 205 Live around. You will keep the tour around. And they'll be, if it starts making money, then they'll do more with the brand. Because at this point, they gave it a year. Now they're like, okay, we either make money with it or we don't. So what's it going to be?
And they pretty much re-signed everybody, I think, for another year. Neville is still up in the air, but this could be a way to lure Neville back as well. That's completely, totally just speculation. But I would guess that's one of the ways that they potentially got him to stay was, hey, look, we're talking about doing a whole 205 Live tour, which you could be the star of. So why don't you just think about sticking around? So that could be what happened. I don't know. But we'll have to see if that doesn't lure Neville back to the fold a little bit. By the way, speaking of shows, tickets are now on sale for NXT TV tapings in Atlanta. I got a ticket. Yay! So if you want to see some NXT, they are taping on January 4th and February 1st and 2nd, I believe. So tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com if you want to go. There's still plenty of seats left. So buy the tickets, because they're bringing TV here, which is awesome. Very excited. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of trying new things and going different places, there's speculation WWE may be running a pay-per-view in Australia.
10,000 seat... wait, no. 100,000 seat building. Just when we thought we were going to hold off pay-per-views, we're getting, maybe getting one more. This one intrigues me because it's different. It's not going to be your typical WWE pay-per-view. It's going to be in a big stadium. It's going to be on across the other side of the pond. Is it a pond? That's UK.
That's UK. It's technically an ocean.
On the other side, across the ocean, throw a stone away from the United States all the way in Australia.
That's not a stone throw away, dude.
Multiple stones throws away.
A boulder throw away.
A rocket throw away. But they're going to try it. It'll be cool. It'll be different. It'll probably be an early morning show there, if they're going to do it on pay-per-view here, because it's like, what, 11 hour different?
11 or 12, yeah. Because they're doing it in Melbourne, so I think it's 11.
So 8 o'clock here is what, 10 a.m. there? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
So you do the math and you go from there. But that'll be cool. They were in Australia in 2002. They did a big global warning event. They're going to go for global warning 2. They're going to venture, hopefully, for the 100,000 seat building. Because, you know, there's talk of 10,000 seat buildings for some people. If you didn't think this was a direct shot,
you would be wrong.
You'd be wrong. So, yeah, that's cool.
Very cool. So we'll have to see if they do it. I would be excited to see a show from Australia, because it'd be a completely different crowd. So you'd get a really cool experience. Like, I like it when they go international and they show it international, just because it's our way of seeing a different crowd. So I like that, because you get a different energy from obviously different countries. So I think it's cool. I think it's an awesome idea.
It should be fun to see. It's not confirmed, but that's where they're...
Do it. Anyway, just a quick note before we do the medical update, because we have a huge medical update, and this is kind of part of it. Luke Harper had to leave the tour of South America and Mexico early this past weekend because his wife went into labor early and had a little baby. So congratulations to the Harper family for their new addition.
Yep, Gore is going to be such a great addition to the family.
Nolan Rhino Harper.
Gore. Well, it's not Harper, but...
Well, it's the Harper family.
Harper family.
Not going to drop the real name on the show, but, you know, Harper. Nolan Harper.
Gore.
I think everybody, when that name got dropped, everybody was like, what? Like, you could tell who picked the first name and who picked the middle name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can totally tell.
Now, speaking of Harper, did you know he's a part of WWE Holiday Week on USA Network?
No, is he?
He is. Well, we'll get to him. But first, we have Raw on the Monday, SmackDown Tuesday. The first time ever, USA Network will air a one-hour NXT special emanating from the Full Sail University in Orlando, featuring Andrade Cien Almas, Ember Moon, Sanity, Adam Cole, Aleister Black, and more. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on the USA Network. First time on broadcast television. Then Thursday at 8, 7 Central, WWE and USA Network present Tribute to the Troops, taking place on the Naval Base San Diego, and then immediately following at 10, 9 Central, USA Network's epic 1930s saga, Damnation.
Lies.
Will premiere an all-new episode guest starring WWE Superstar Harper.
Lies. You know what? They said this once before. They said he was going to be on Damnation. We sat through 45 minutes of that show, and he never showed up. So you know what? Lies. Utter lies.
All the lies.
all the lies.
And then Saturday, December 16th, the week concludes with an airing of Journey to the Mysterious Island, a film starring WWE legend Dwayne The Rock Johnson. At 6:30, 5:30 Central, that's WWE Week, only on the USA Network.
Ding! Alright, let's do the medical.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Alright, we're going to start with the Blame Brents, and that is, well, R-Truth.
Hashtag Blame Brent.
And that was his shoulder?
Shoulder surgery, yes.
And then Mia Yim with a undisclosed injury.
Hashtag Blame Brent.
So, feel better soon.
Her leg, undisclosed leg injury will keep her out until March or April.
She's not, what's going on?
Probably some sort of knee injury that she doesn't want to mention.
Probably, maybe.
But she mentioned on her Twitter that she has an undisclosed leg injury.
Fair enough. And this next one is not a Blame Brent. Actually, technically, it's a long-standing Blame Brent. But we're not going to blame Brent because he really didn't break it. And that is that Kevin Nash has finally had knee surgery.
Knee replacement surgery.
Thank God.
30 years in the making.
Oh my God, he must feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay for Kevin Nash. And this next one's kind of sad. More than sad. Story about RVD came out this week involving his divorce from his wife. And, you know, that's never good. But basically, they're getting into, you know, the whole money thing. And it was made public that due to his last injury in WWE, he's officially been medically disqualified from working for the company. And also that his merch deal is either getting ready to expire or has expired. And so it's kind of a sad thing that he's no longer able to compete for at least WWE. I think he can still go out on the indies, but he's got vision problems. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
like
the concussion is causing vision problems, and that's never good. And he's been medically disqualified by WWE. His Legends contract ran out with the company in July, I believe. It's a sad thing. This is what happens when you go on. He suffered an injury at like an indie show, PCW, I believe it was, and he took a chair shot to the head, which WWE has banned.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this was an accidental shot to the head. I think he didn't get his hands up or something.
Probably.
Even then, it's still, you should never do the spot to begin with, but. He comes from the era of hardcore wrestling and ECW, so it's a sort of thing. And years of concussions and years of damage just sort of have caused him problems. And he takes select bookings, and I don't think he's been in the ring in a while. If he has, it's very rare at this point. And so his income levels down and all that fun stuff. But it's just sad that, you know, his career's coming to end with, you know, a concussion, and that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. You never want to have somebody's career end like that, but it's unfortunate. And, you know, this is the danger of, you know, going back out on the indies. Just saying, for some people out there who may or may not like to say yes a lot.
No.
This could happen.
Yeah, I know. So those are the pitfalls of indie life.
Although there are rumors that he may not get back to indie life, but just rumors for now. We'll keep an eye on it and let you know if anything comes more of it. But there's another rumor circulating right now, and it is that people very close to Ronda Rousey are saying she is extremely close to finalizing a deal with WWE to officially come over and start working for them. So that's very exciting news. According to the sources, it's all but done.
According to USA Today as reporting it. So it's we've kind of known it's a done deal for a while, but I guess all the I's and T's are being crossed and dotted at this point. And it'll be only a matter of time. I would say Rumble season.
Maybe.
Call it a hunch.
Well, you know, her girl, Shayna Baszler, is coming to NXT. Spoiler.
Soon.
Soon-ish, so...
Soon with two aces.
Just saying.
We'll talk about that at the end of the show. But yeah, it's all in the air. Something's in play, and Ronda Rousey, WrestleMania. It's going to be on that road, that winding road to WrestleMania.
Yep, exactly. And, well, I think that does it for the news brought to you by Gerwick.net. What do you think?
Yes, it is.
So we're going to take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to have a little fun in our second segment where we talk all about wrestler reality shows and who we think would have the best reality show. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Celebrate the most joyful time of the year. with the most festive person on the entire Wild Talk Radio Network. Mr. Holiday himself, Lone Jobber.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my show! I'm Stubberclaws!
Decorate your trees. Light your candles. For 20 crazy days.
My matzah is amazing. And I gotta say, my challah makes the girls holla.
Join the keeper of the kippah, aka the maker of the matzah, aka the Kwanzaa king, aka Jobber Claws. For 20 days of Jobber, the starting December 12th, right here only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ho ho ho!
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after the Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because the Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of the Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with the Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Want to win something cool from your friends at CB Radio? All you gotta do is enter our prediction contest for this week's Greater Than Great debate. It is that simple. From the folks that brought you hashtag Pez is a toy, brings you the Greater Than Great debate Pez dispenser. Predict what we will predict and you will win a gift basket from our sponsor of this Greater Than Great debate, Pez. The official bracket is located on our Twitter page, at CB Radio Live. Fill out the bracket and you can win Pez, one of the greatest toys of all time. Tune in for the Greater Than Great debate, Pez dispensers, this Saturday night on CB Radio Live at midnight-ish Eastern only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack on Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Get a quick second, check out the amazing, awesome finds folks that we just absolutely love over at FightBoot.com, because you'll love them too. So we are in segment two. We have no pay-per-view this week.
No.
Praise. Early Christmas.
Early Christmas.
Hanukkah for you.
Hanukkah for me. 20 days of celebrations coming soon.
Ding! And, well, so we needed something to talk about, and we were watching Total Divas, which you can check out on the Rack Extra. Should be out tomorrow. And ding. So that's your, you know, cheap plug right there. And, well, we thought, wouldn't it be fun to see, talk about wrestlers and what reality shows they could have?
Yeah, so I asked you, let's start. What do you
want
to do?
I want Total Fellas with Sheamus. Drunk, sleepy Sheamus. Because it's my favorite thing ever. He's adorable when he's drunk and tired.
He's adorable when he's drunk and tired.
I mean, literally, he got drunk and he threw himself off a boat and he screamed fella.
He did. That is something he did.
It's like, and then he's standing there in Lana's kitchen, half asleep. The poor thing. His hair is all messed up. Like, you can tell he just got up. And he gets up and he immediately just starts hitting whiskey shots. It's like, damn.
Well, he knows how to party.
He's an Irishman. He's an Irishman. That I will give him. So yeah, Total Fellas with Sheamus. It needs to be a thing.
Okay, so I'm going to throw you some names, right? And you sort of tell me what kind of reality show you think they fit into.
Okay.
What about, let's for example say, Kevin Owens, type of reality show do you see him fitting into?
I don't see him having a reality show. I feel like he'd yell at everybody to get off his lawn. I can see him having a great talk radio show, though.
Okay. We can accept that. What about Bo Dallas?
Bo Dallas would have a talk show. Like talk Maury. Show.
Maury?
He'd be the Maury Povich of the WWE. Let's just hope he, you know, wraps up that whole situation going on between his legs.
Okay. How about Dean Ambrose?
I don't feel like Dean would do reality TV, because we saw him on Total Divas, and he really didn't care for it that much, so I don't think Dean would honestly do reality TV, unless it was like one of those Bear Grylls, out in the woods looking for Bigfoot kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Finn Balor. If he was placed on a reality show, what reality show do you think he could do?
Total Legos. Every week he builds a brand new Lego thing.
Okay. All right. Let's go to another way. Say the Property Brothers are looking for two new people to take over their franchise. What two WWE superstars should take over Property Brothers?
Oh, God.
What two handymen out there do you think could work and make the whole the Property Brothers show work?
Well, you know, it is a show about twins, so I'd say the Usos.
See, I don't see the Usos. I see them like, what was the show? Pimp My Ride.
No, I don't see the Usos doing Pimp My Ride.
I could see them doing Pimp My Ride.
I could see Dean doing Pimp My Ride.
You think he could play the exhibit role?
Yeah, I think he could get away with it.
Okay, alright.
That or I could see, like, R-Truth doing the exhibit role.
R-Truth would totally... stereotypically fit the exhibit role.
Whatever happened to Exhibit?
He's on some show now. He's like on a legit major TV show now. He is on, what was it? What is the name of the show he's on? Empire.
Oh, he's on Empire now?
Yeah, he was on Empire.
Oh, good for him.
Okay, so you say the Usos will be Property Brothers? But I don't see them as the handyman type, though.
Okay, but here's the thing. Drew and Jonathan anymore, they're not really the handyman type. They just sort of show up and, like, swing stuff and pull stuff off walls and, you know, act all friendly and nice and tell bad jokes. Like, you don't really see them doing a lot of the work. So I feel like the Usos could get away with that.
All right. How about who would host Project Runway?
Maurice.
Okay, who would be the judges on Project Runway?
Probably Maurice.
Well, if she's hosted, she can't be a judge.
Well, no, but the host is the judge. One of the judges. Oh. So you'd have Maurice. God, who would be a good Zach Posen? I'm trying to think. Who would be a really, really good Zach Posen? I want to say Miz, but that's not right. Who's like, who's one of the guys that are like really into fashion?
Well, you named the Miz.
Yeah, but Zach Posen is like, Miz is like prissy, but he's a different kind of prissy, so it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I need a superstars page. I need to look and see who would be a really good...
Fandango?
Breeze. Tyler Breeze would be. Tyler okay. Breeze. Nina Garcia. Who would be a really good Nina Garcia? Nikki would be a good Nina Garcia. And then you need the rotating guest judge that's a random celebrity. So, you know what? Goldust.
Okay. I'm looking through some reality shows to sort of find you a good one. Let's see. Remember Joe Millionaire?
Oh my God, that takes me back.
Who would be Joe Millionaire?
Fandango. Absolutely 100% Fandango.
Fandango would be? Okay. How about Storage Wars? Who do you think would work for Storage Wars?
I don't even know who's on Storage Wars anymore. Is Barry still on it?
No, Barry's not on it.
Oh.
I can see Titus doing it.
I can see Titus doing it.
I can see Mojo doing it.
I can see Mojo. I could actually see Anderson and Gallows doing it.
There you go. I'll go with those four. Those are good ones. Let's see.
Who would be the yup guy, though? Mojo?
Yeah, Mojo would be the yup guy. Totally. He would be totally be the one. He'd be the asshole everyone would be annoyed with. That is...
Accurate.
Accurate. What is that show you watch? Oh, God. The wedding show.
Say Yes to the Dress?
Say Yes to the Dress. Do they have a host?
No, not really.
No. That, if it had a host, who would host it?
Renee Young.
Okay. God, I just look at some of these names from the UK. Like, there's Farmer. Wants a wife.
Rusev? That would be Rusev.
That would be Rusev. Completely. All right. So, reality show, American Idol. Who would be the judges for American Idol?
Which version?
Current, old school.
Original?
Original.
Okay.
Who is Randy Jackson?
Oh, God. You know what? I feel like Kofi would be a good Randy Jackson.
Who's Paula Abdul?
Bailey.
Why Bailey?
because she's nice, everybody likes her, but she can, you know, she can be tough when she needs to, so Bailey.
I was thinking JoJo, because she has the musical background.
Bailey.
Okay, who's the Simon Cowell?
Oh, dear. Who's going to be the asshole? You know what? How about for a musical background, how about Elias Samson?
Oh, God. And who plays Ryan Seacrest, the Miz?
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be good. Remember The Surreal Life?
Oh, God, the name sounds familiar, but I don't think I ever watched it.
Oh, not The Surreal Life. And what was the one? Oh, damn, what's the one? The Simple Life. That's the one I was talking about.
Oh, with Paris
with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Oh, that would be the Bella Twins.
That would be the Bella Twins. Well, okay. We can't just say the Bella Twins for everything.
But for Paris Hilton?
Okay. All right.
Paris Hilton is Nikki Bella, 100%. 100%.
I can't disagree with that one. No, I really can't. What would be a good one? All right. Undertaker.
Oh, crap. What is the, there was like a bike building, a motorcycle building with, competition.
Oh, what was, what's this bucket?
It was, I think it was Jesse James that did
it. Yeah. Yeah, it was on Spike.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm
trying to remember what it was called. But yeah, that would be perfect for him. She's looking it up. By the way, you're listening to The Rack right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Still to come, we're going to do SmackDown and NXT, but we're having a little fun with wrestling and reality just because it's a light day and sort of watching the Falcons blow this game one pass at a time.
This is what you get for wanting them to win.
I know.
You willed this to happen.
I did not will this to happen, but okay. Did you figure out the show?
No, it was like some sort of like motorcycle building championship though, or any type of those. Like, I wouldn't say American Chopper because I don't think he would fit on American Chopper, but anything like that, I feel like he would fit in.
It was called the Full Throttle Saloon.
No, I don't think that was it.
That's with Jesse James. But that wasn't the one I was thinking of, though.
Biker Build Off.
Biker Build Off?
Yeah. Biker Build Off. It was on Discovery.
I see. Oh, okay.
But they had, like, all these famous motorcycle builders, and I think including Jesse James might have been on it.
Maybe.
Something like that.
And let's see. Is there any other ones we can think of? I'm trying to think of people we want. I know, we can't do a segment without Bray Wyatt. So Bray Wyatt on a reality show is what?
Bray Wyatt would be the dude out there with Dean looking for Bigfoot, and I feel like actually Bo Dallas, Bray Wyatt, and Dean Ambrose would do like one of those paranormal encounter shows together.
Mm-hmm.
Where they would go out looking for like Bigfoot and aliens and ghosts and like all this other stuff. I feel like that's what they would do.
Quite possibly.
Cause like Dean's super into Bigfoot. Bo is like hardcore into conspiracy theories. And then Bray, I think, is into conspiracy theories as well. So.
Oh, he is. He definitely is. And now here's to end it all. Here's the greatest reality show we can pitch. Keeping Up with the McMahon. Huh?
I wouldn't argue.
I mean, it would be the best of the bunch, wouldn't you say?
I wouldn't necessarily say it would be the best of the bunch. Actually, I would love to see Keeping Up with the Callaways.
Keeping Up with the Callaways is not bad. But there's more McMahons than there are Callaways.
Are we sure? Are we really sure?
Yes.
Taker's got like four kids.
Yes, but there are more McMahon troubles we can do. But yeah, that's just a little wrestling in reality, just for the hell of it. Why not?
We needed a discussion. We wanted something lighthearted because we just don't want to talk about anything really deep. So there you go. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be doing NXT, SmackDown, and Tweet of the Week. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Oh, touchdown, remember.
Woohoo!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in me. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. What's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Want to win something cool from your friends at CB Radio? All you gotta do is enter our prediction contest for this week's Greater Than Great Debate. It is that simple. From the folks that brought you hashtag Pez is a toy, brings you the Greater Than Great Debate Pez Dispenser. Predict what we will predict and you will win a gift basket from our sponsor of this Greater Than Great Debate, Pez. The official bracket is located on our Twitter page, at CB Radio Live. Fill out the bracket and you can win Pez, one of the greatest toys of all time. Tune in for the Greater Than Great Debate, Pez Dispensers, this Saturday night on CB Radio Live at midnight-ish Eastern only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Barbie Blank, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RockRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well, because we love them and you'll love them too. And God damn it, Atlanta, can you get a defense? Lord Jesus on a pogo stick, y'all. Anyway.
Defense.
I mean, God, they're just hitting us right where it hurts. They're hitting us right in our defense. Because we have none.
You have a little D.
We have a little D. We have Atlanta has a very little D. It might be smaller than Omega's, the same. Anyway, tweet of the week.
I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Oh, so apparently it's snowing in Austin, just so everybody knows. So if you're in Texas and it's snowing, run.
Run.
Because, you know, reasons.
White stuff falling.
And if you're, and if
oh, you live in, nice sack.
Anyway, and if you live in Southern California, run.
Run.
For a completely different reason.
Run the other way. Run east.
Run the other way. Run away. Run away. And well, if you are affected by the fires, we are with you.
Yes.
We're thinking about you, so, you know, it's never a fun thing. Anyway.
Tweets of the week.
Tweeteds of the weekends. Luke Gallows, Salt Lake City. Is this a good brother town? Carl Anderson and I are here to find Outski. Hashtag brother rating 10. To which Carl Anderson replies, oh, it's a good brother town, Bubba.
Get the table? No. Wrong brother.
Yeah. Wrong
Bubba.
AJ Lee / Mendez, huge thank you to NAMI New Jersey and Aruna Rao for having me as a keynote speaker at this year's conference. Can't believe I didn't curse once. I'm very proud of her. To which Bailey puts out, I like your hair. And then Paige replies, I like your hair more. Back up, Bailey. And AJ replies, you beautiful unicorns. You know I love all my children equally. Well, except for Big E, who comes in a distant third place. And Big E replies, I can't wait to put you in a nursing home.
I was going to say, did he reply?
Oh, yes, he did. Mike Hall H-Lass, I'm not sure how to say that, tweets Big E and goes, do you and Kofi have any rooting interests in the Pinstripe Bowl? And Big E replies, when Iowa throttles BC, Cody will wrestle in black and gold overalls.
It's a new day.
It's a new day, y'all. Yes, well, it, yes, Xavier, it is. Didn't Xavier have to run around in a Patriots uniform?
Yep.
So yeah, it's a new day. And last but certainly not least, it came out that Carrie Fisher, of all people, owned a box of Bootios and is featured in pictures of her estate that's going up for auction, I believe, soon. And Big E goes, this can't be real. So Carrie Fisher, space mom, blessed the new day.
Because you know, she ain't booty.
She ain't booty.
You good?
I'm good.
Someone named Words goes, the Silver Dome is no selling attempt to implode it. Just like when Andre refused to go up easy for Hogan's slam, brother. Drew go ahead.
I have never seen a building flip up a middle finger and go fuck you more than the Silver Dome. Never. It was amazing.
At least we saw it not implode, unlike in Atlanta.
Oh, the dome fell like nothing.
No, I'm talking about the bus. At least we saw it.
Oh, you know, yeah. Because if you watch WSB, WSB had like 19 angles of it versus the Weather Channel, who had like one crappy angle across the road. That's why a bus pulled in front of their thing, because, you know, they didn't set up 19 cameras everywhere.
No, they were at grandmother's house.
Yep.
Across the river, through the woods. Anyway.
Yep.
Drew Gulak, the Mets asked me to handle the PowerPoint presentation for Ohtani, but I passed on the offer. I'm a Phillies fan. He is very entertaining these days, Drew Gulak.
The fact that he builds, like, his whole thing is PowerPoint makes me super happy because I have to build PowerPoints for work sometimes. So it's just like, the nerd in me is like, yes, a wrestler who's into PowerPoint. That's so exciting. I'm an adult, y'all. I'm a terrible adult.
Behance.net/Lynn's Word, same as the Twitter for some artwork. Right?
Right, because, you know, I know there's legal issues involved with it, but the fact that nobody has made a shirt with the PowerPoint logo and Drew Gulak's initials till now, me, it's a crying shame.
Rusev, it has been decided we will wait for a Little Olympian for 5 to 10 more years, but won't stop practicing, of course.
Oh, Rusev.
More about it on The Rock Extra Total Divas is available tomorrow. Right here at Rack Radio Show on WildTalkRadio.com.
Ding!
So Candice LeRae puts out a picture of her diving out of the ring onto Shayna Baszler at the Mae Young Classic, and Johnny diving onto Cassius, which we'll talk about in a moment. She goes, me, you're doing my moves now? Johnny Gargano, I got them in the marriage.
She did.
He did. He got the moves. He's stealing from her. That's the gimmick. Not SportsCenter source. The Browns believe that the hiring of the GM Ron Dorsey is the first step in year one of their new 5,000-year rebuilding plan. Not SportsCenter. Breaking: Roger Goodell has announced that he is suspending you for 2 games for watching Monday Night Football and enjoying it. Goodell: we simply will not tolerate anyone enjoying themselves during a football game. The Clem Report: The lesson in all of this is that you never make Eli Manning cry, because he says it has a job back. Ben McAdoo from the Big Cat. Ben McAdoo just lived every high school year movie plot where the lead role gets a new look / friends and forgets where he came from only to have it fall apart. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened to him. His hair was one poofy, and then he slicked it back, and then boom, he lost the job. Not SportsCenter. Geno Smith went 3-and-out with 2 incompletions and 1 near interception in his first series as Giants starter. He still got it. He still got it. Not SportsCenter. Breaking: Wisconsin has clinched home couch advantage for the college football playoff. And finally, not SportsCenter. Playoff resume. University of Phoenix, undefeated in 2017. Did not finish below the first in their conference. Did not lose to Iowa by 31. Played as many top 10 teams as CFF did, UCF did, could be hard for the committee to leave this powerhouse out. University of Phoenix. That's tweets.
That's tweets. All right. Well, let's do SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So it was all about Rusev Day. Kind of. So it was New Day versus Aiden English and Rusev. The match was fine, but the big surprise, English and Rusev beat the New Day, earning themselves a shot at the tag team titles that have been added to the four-way, now making the match a four-way, a clash of the champions.
Where are the Bludgeon Brothers? Why are they not in this? Where are my beardy children?
They beat up two skinny dudes.
But why aren't they in the title match?
It is not their time.
It's always their time. They've waited. They got screwed. Actually, technically, I think the beardy children still have a tag shot. Because the Wyatt family beat the tag team champions at some point before the brand split, then Bray, and then the New Day went over to Raw. So I think technically Rowan and Harper could still claim that they have some kind of shot because they beat the New Day this year.
No. See, what
they were a part of beating the New Day this year.
That was last year.
Still.
That was a long time ago. Bray and Luke were tag team champions since then.
And they could get their shot.
But they've already had their shot.
They could get another one.
I'm just saying they had their shot. There's no contractual reason for them to be a number one contender.
Other than they're badass.
Falcons are leading 20-17.
Don't blow it!
It's the fourth quarter of a Falcons game. You know what that means.
They're going to blow the game. Because nobody sucks it like Atlanta.
Bobby Roode and Baron Corbin match and a note. The contest Dolph Ziggler made his impact felt. Because we're pushing Dolph Ziggler again.
Yay!
Charlotte took on Tamina. We had a bunch of girls mosey around ringside because they're going to be moseying around ringside at Clash of Champions as the Riot Squad and Carmella and Lana and Tamina will be all at ringside as Lumberjacks for the Charlotte and Natalya match for the women's title. I will say, Tamina going up against Sarah Logan was fun.
It was, but I have a problem with Sarah Logan's accent.
What's your problem with the accent?
It is fake as hell, and it sounds fake as hell.
Are we sure it's fake?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, I like how the NFL is showing off their flyover cam, which they completely 100% stole from the XFL.
Because next week we're doing Sky Cam game.
Y'all stole that. Y'all totally, absolutely stole that. And now it's headbanging for some reason.
It's agreeing with you.
Yeah, see? It got stolen because it knows Lindsay's right.
On whatever she said day.
Anyway. Solid SmackDown?
Charlotte. No, we still got some stuff.
Oh,
Charlotte beat Tamina. But the big thing on the SmackDown was the whole Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and the start of the show cutting their promo was fantastic. They are amazing together. The check, double check, triple check by Sami Zayn is tremendous. Sami Zayn describing, well, this is the ring. This is ringside. This isn't. What?
Technically the ramp is, but it isn't.
I mean,
technically he's right, but the implied thing of that is you don't come out, period. You stay backstage.
They got to start learning to say, banned from the arena.
Yeah. Banned on the audience side of the set. You have to stay backstage. Actually, why don't they just start locking people in a broom closet? That would just be easier.
Because that would be easier. But, yeah, Sammy was really awesome. And then RKO out of nowhere, Randy Orton had some fun with that, because Shane was talking to Sammy. He was able to get the RKO on Kevin Owens, and then Shane McMahon made Randy Orton versus Sami Zayn as your main event. With a twist, Kevin Owens was handcuffed to the rope, because you can't do the ring post anymore.
Because Kinky. Stop him! You stop him before he gets the first down. Stop. Push him back.
So, before this, in the opening promo, they made a match for Clash of Champions. It's Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton in the park. Sami and Randy had a good match. Randy Orton won. No real surprise there. And backstage, he was like, Shane was talking about the match with Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's like, so are you done? Are you done punishing them? And I think, no. As a matter of fact, I forgot to mention something. He's just getting started. Because he's now going to be the special referee for their tag match. Oh, I should mention before all this, because I forgot one thing. So, after the match, Orton was getting beaten down. Shinsuke Nakamura made the save, and they laid out Zayn and Owens with the Kinshasas and RKOs. Now we're backstage, and then Shane made himself the referee, and if Owens and Zayn lose, they are fired from all of WWE, which means they're not just going to Raw, they're done with the company.
Which is an interesting twist.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, solid stuff.
Yeah, I like the twist, so it makes the match, you know, Shane, what the drama of the match was, and we're going to preview it next week, is Shane's going to have to count down the win. We'll see if he does it.
Whether he wants to?
Or not.
Which could lead to tension between Shane and Brian, because Shane may not want to count down the win, so Brian
may have to do it himself.
Brian may have to do it himself, which we're now going to have that tease between Shane and Brian where they're now butting heads.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very, very solid stuff. Let's move on to NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So, it was announced at the start of the show that we need to crown a new number one contender for the NXT Championship, and it's going to start off with multiple matches. Multiple qualifying matches to lead to a Fatal 4-Way. It was supposed to be, at one point, Cassius Ohno versus Velveteen Dream, but Dream is injured, so there'll be a replacement for him in this whole thing. But first, tonight, we will have Trent Seven up against Killian Dane, and, well, Trent got squished by a really large man.
Poor Trent. I mean, it was awesome to see him 2 weeks in a row, but poor Trent. That was so unnecessary. That was just really so unnecessary. It's like, aw, poor Bab. He tried.
He did try.
He tried really hard. He died, but he tried. Yeah, I mean, it was solid, but I mean, it's like, you just, the second you saw the Killian Dane come out, it's like, Yep, I know where this is going. I know exactly where this is going. Bye, Trent! So.
We had, to start off the show, we had Zelina Vega and Andrade Cien Almas. They cut a solid promo just hyping Almas as the new champion. There really wasn't much to it, but it was his big championship celebration, and she still is very tiny.
She's very tiny. He was very excited. I was fine with this. I think it was fine.
It was fine. Lars Sullivan was interviewed by the media, the press.
Which was weird.
He's about his qualifier with Roderick Strong coming up. Sullivan said Strong is a hell of a competitor. He also said Strong is also handsome enough to be on a men's fitness magazine. But Sullivan is not handsome. Sullivan said Strong likes to talk about his family, but Sullivan has no family. He only cares about getting his hands on Strong in 2 weeks. So he gets his shot at the NXT Championship. They want to know, what would he like to win the title? He said he can show the world what the superstar he is, and that no one is going to stop him. Tough guy, Lars Sullivan. Don't let him talk.
Yeah, don't. Well, I mean, I think talking in short spurts is okay, but like having him do a media interview, and that's kind of what they've been into lately in terms of doing the backstage promo, is you just have random media people always around that are doing these interviews, which honestly, if that's how you get an interview with a WWE talent, how do we get in on that? I will volunteer for that job. I will happy go to Florida, especially now because it's cold, and you know what? Y'all are coming to Atlanta, so I can stand there with a microphone or my phone and just, you know, record randomness. So if anybody in WWE is listening, I am happy to volunteer to be random media because I actually do kind of have media credentials. So, hey! Holla!
The Undisputed Era cut a promo talking about how Aleister Black, how Cole's facing Aleister Black next week. He said, everyone has lost to Black, but Black hasn't fought anyone at Cole's level. O'Reilly said in 2 weeks, he and Fish were facing Sanity for the tag titles. Fish said they're going to bring more than Cass in 2 weeks, and they're going to shock the system like they did at War Games.
Fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Then we had a Ruby Riott with 2 T's take on Sonya Deville. Solid match. Sonya won via submission with the armbar. Sonya needs work. It's very evident she needs work.
Sonya was good in spurts. Like, when you have her do the kicks, when you have her do, like, the knees, that looks really solid. I'm just still not a fan of the pulled kicks for the NXT girls. Or for the MMA girls, I should say. Just because it does look weak. Like, they don't necessarily... Because you could tell they're pulling a punch. You can tell they're pulling a kick. So, to me, it's like... I think Sonya does a little bit better than Shayna does. But Sonya's had a lot more practice with it. I wasn't hugely impressed with this. But Sonya looks the part. And Ruby looks the part. So, it was okay. But yeah, this was just
The media was interviewing Ember Moon. She talked about living her dream as NXT Women's Champion. The iconic duo interrupted. Where she said she wanted to beat Moon because Moon pinned Nikki Cross and not her. And then, you know, the iconic duo went back and forth on who we're going to be facing Ember Moon next week. And Moon goes, sounds like you have an iconic problem. Get it? Get it? Get it? And then we'll be Peyton Royce next week versus Ember Moon. Should be fun. Then we had a video package hyping in 2 weeks. Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, UK title.
Boom, 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 boom. The rematch.
And we had a vignette for a mystery wrestler with two spades in the word soon.
Could be the Queen of Spades.
Could be. We'll have to see.
We will.
And then in match of the night, Johnny Gargano, Cassius Ohno.
I need more of this in my life. Seriously, I need more of this in my life. It was fantastic.
Hard hitting, the crowd was on fire. The loudest I've seen heard an NXT crowd sans a takeover in a long time. Ohno was really good. Gargano was really good. And in the end, Gargano won with made Cassius Ohno tap out. Good stuff. I thought this was a really put together match. Need more of it.
You definitely need more of it. This was great. This was fantastic. All the things.
At people there live, they said this is one of the top Full Sail matches they've ever seen, and I would agree.
I would absolutely agree with that.
But there's a lot more to come in the coming weeks.
There is, but I kind of wish they had saved this for a takeover, because it should have been on a takeover, but I'm fine with it being on NXT TV.
Totally fine with it being on NXT TV. Totally fine with it. But that was NXT in a nutshell.
It was. An interception would be nice, guys. An interception would be really nice right about now, because if you send this to overtime, I'm going to be really super pissed with you. Just saying. Football. Yay, football. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, well, plug away.
Check out The Rack Extra, Total Divas. Season 7, Episode 5, available tomorrow at rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com. Lindsay, do you like Pez?
I like Pez the candy.
You like Pez the toy, too, right?
I like Pez the candy.
Well, you can win Pez the toy / candy Saturday night on CB Radio.
Really?
Yeah, all you have to do is enter our CB Radio Greater Than Great Debate Pick'em Prediction Contest, which you can find at twitter.com/CB Radio Live, and enter the bracket. It's that simple. You can win a gift basket from Pez. Hashtag Pez is a toy. Well, the Greater Than Great Debate and all that fun stuff. Go back and listen to CB Radio 10. We did last week. Go say it. Go talk about your team.
They intercepted the ball. I'm very, very proud of them. I asked and I have received. I'm very proud of my team. They have not blown this
on
yet.
On what day?
On Lindsay's right day.
See you right live, Facebook, Twitter.com. Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio definitely returns to preview Clash of Champions, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Starting Tuesday night at some point, 20 Days of Jobbers, celebrating all the holidays from Hanukkah through Kwanzaa and even some Festivus. It's 20 Days of Jobbers, celebrating holidays every single day starting December 12th. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, twitch.tv/rackradioshow, 11:15 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night for WTR Sims. Archives available this weekend for last week's episode at youtube.com/rackradioshow, featuring daily video game content. A lot is coming. YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. That's your cue. But it's not her cue. So you can check her out on Twitter. Twitter.com/Lindsay Ward. You weren't saying anything.
I was saying anything, I just accidentally hit the mute button. Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at LinsWord, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWord, same as the Twitters. And, well, thank you for tuning in, and if you get a chance, check out our very fine sponsors, Wrestling Figure Photography, instagram.com/mbg1211, gerwick.net, and fightboot.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Radio.com.